This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Hello, pet lovers. Welcome to Best Pets for Pets. I'm your show host, Michelle Fern. Welcome. Okay, the products we have to talk about today are something everyone with a pet with fur or hair knows. Hair, fur, what do you do with it, right? I mean, unless you have a Sphinx cat, you're going to have shedding and you're going to have hair. And I've tried these great products that I want to share with you, and we have the creator of the products coming up. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Take a bite out of your competition. Advertise your business with an ad in Pet Life Radio podcasts and radio shows. There is no other pet-related media that is as large and reaches more pet parents and pet lovers than Pet Life Radio. With over 7 million monthly listeners, Pet Life Radio podcasts are available on all major podcast platforms. And our live radio stream goes out to over 250 million subscribers on iHeartRadio, Odyssey, TuneIn, and other streaming apps. For more information on how you can advertise on the number one pet podcast and radio network, visit PetLifeRadio.com/advertise today.
Let's talk pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. I'd like to welcome Elsie Hamilton. She is the creator and president of Lily Brush. Welcome, Elsie.
Thank you, Michelle. I'm happy to be here.
Happy to have you. And I like your slogan, I guess. It's Lily Brush, the love of the brush.
Oh, that's just one of them. We have another one, Live Fearlessly.
Oh, I like that. Live Fearlessly. I love it. What made you decide to create Lily Brush?
Well, it's a funny story. I was a portrait painter by profession, and I was a single mom, and we had had a crazy year. My youngest son had had a football injury, and that caused seizures.
Oh, no.
I had had a heart attack when I was 48, everything comes in threes. And then the worst for all of us was that we had a beloved pet die.
Oh, sorry.
So we had this crazy year, and my youngest son, who'd been really having the toughest year of all of us, came and asked me if we could go get a dog at the shelter. And I really didn't want to do it because we had a geriatric boxer, but he desperately wanted a dog. So we went to the local shelter and we started looking around, and I saw this little dog was an Australian Shepherd, and that's exactly what he wanted. He wanted an Australian Shepherd. And I saw this funny little dog with two or three other dogs at the shelter. And I can't say that she looked like a happy dog. She really looked like the saddest, sickest dog at the shelter. And I remember my son coming towards the window where she was, and I kind of tried to push him back away from it. And he said, "Mom, is that an Australian Shepherd?" And I said, no, I think she's sick. She had a little white spot in her eye, and I thought she was sick and blind. And I couldn't do it after the year we had. But he kind of juked around me and took one look at this dog and said, that's the dog I want to meet. That's the only dog I want to meet. So Lily was her name, is her name. She's actually lying right next to me now. And she came into the meeting room, and there were three or four of us, my both sons and myself and a friend. And Lily walked past all of us and walked up to my youngest son, Lachlan, and she just lay down in front of him and she put her little head on his ankle and just looked at him. And I couldn't, after that, I couldn't say no. So we got this little girl, Lily, and she came, they come with their bio. And the lady at the shelter told us that Lily had been dropped off in the outdoor overnight kennels. And there was a note with her. And the note said that she was an outdoor dog. She was 2 years old. She'd lived outdoors her whole life. And we'd had these terrible winters and tons of thunderstorms during the summer. And I could just imagine this little dog in the backyard of someone's house. And I said to the shelter lady, I said, why would someone leave a little dog like this in the backyard? She's a miniature Australian Shepherd. And the lady said, well, people don't like the mess. You know, she's going to shed a lot and people just don't like the mess. And I thought, God, that's terrible.
That is. And I just got to say, Australians and Border Collies are my favorite.
They're such loyal, loving dogs. But boy, they've got an independent streak, too, that you just have to love. But we brought Lily home. And the first thing she found when she got used to the idea of coming into the house was the couch and me. And
of course.
And the entire couch was covered with her. She has this very soft, very dense undercoat. And it doesn't just shed twice a year. It sheds all year. It sheds in chunks twice a year, but most of the year, you can find her fur on every cloth surface in our house. And so that, the origin of Lily Brush, is the fact that I went to PetSmart and I asked, what can I do with all this pet hair? Do you have a pet hair remover? And the man handed me a lint roller.
Oh, geez.
I said, is this it? And he said, yeah, that's all we've got. And I said, but do you at least have refills? And he said, no, you don't get refills with that lint roller. And I hate that. You know, first, I don't know if you can hear it. I'm sure you can. I have a tremor. And that means my hands shake, my voice shakes. And I had a very hard time peeling those sticky roller sheets. At the time, they were made of paper. Even worse, right now, they're made of plastic. But back then, I would try and peel these paper sheets, and I'd get half of it peeled off. Anyone who's ever used these things knows this frustration.
They are so hard to do. It doesn't matter if you have the finest hands or whatever. They're so difficult. I end up usually taking, if I have to use a lint roller and it's just for my clothes, and because I have cats, I end up taking like 3 sheets or 4 sheets off or something, and it doesn't get everything off of you.
No, and you can't put those. I remember I would drive my kids to school, and they were both two boys in middle school. And so, you know, they get embarrassed by everything. So they would look at me, they'd be covered in pet hair, and they'd be like, Mom, what, did you bring a lint roller? So the back of my car was covered with lint roller sheets and lint rollers, and I hated it. And I remember doing a calculation. I found out how many pet owners there were, and I calculated how many sheets were on a lint roller and how many miles it was around the earth. And I think I came up with every year pet owners throw away enough plastic waste from lint rollers to circle the earth over 270 times. And that's just pet owners. And I thought, God, I just hate that. I hate the idea of that plastic in our oceans. You know, I don't want to take on the lint roller company. I know they'd like to take me on because they used to always get a booth about two down from me at pet trade shows, but I think it's wasteful.
Well, and it's also not economical because you have to keep buying new ones.
Yeah, and it takes about 10 minutes to clean a couch. And
doesn't get all the hair off well. And if you have cats, that hair is different than dogs. That's worse. That's way worse. It embeds itself.
Yep. Well, I'll tell you, I'll get boring about pet hair in a minute or two.
Okay.
But, you know, with Lily's hair, I realized I needed to think of something else. And it's funny, one morning I was using a toothbrush to scrub around the sink, and Lily was on the family room couch and she jumped up and I saw she left these muddy footprints. And so I went over, I had the toothbrush in my hand and I just kind of swiped at the muddy footprints with the toothbrush. And when I looked at the toothbrush, her pet hair had kind of matted up on top of the bristles of the toothbrush. And I thought, well, that's interesting. And it was easy to remove. It didn't get into the bristles. So this is why my kids thought I'd lost my mind. I ran upstairs and I took everybody's toothbrushes. And I went to the garage and I cut the heads off of all of our toothbrushes. I glued them to a block of wood. And then I set about cleaning the entire family room. And that's about the time my kids came home from school. They found me on the floor cleaning the rug with this thing. And I think they thought I'd had a stroke. I mean, we were all so traumatized that year, and here they come in and they find their mother on the floor with their toothbrush heads glued to a block of wood. And they said, "What are you doing?" I was like, "Let me see your clothes. I think I can clean your clothes too." And they're like, "Mom, get away. What are you doing?" And I said, "You know, this could replace sticky rollers. This," and they're like, "Okay." And I said, "I need to make these for people." They laughed. And I said, no, I could make them so that people could take them with them. I put them in their purse or in their briefcase, you know, and then they wouldn't have to have sticky rollers because you can't put a sticky roller in your purse. And they said, I had always been a painter. I was an artist, and I was starting to struggle because of the tremor. So they look at me and they're like, "Mom, you don't know how to do that." And I said, "I can learn." And they said, "Oh, Mom." And I said, no, you watch me. Watch. I can do this." And that really just looking at my kids' faces and thinking, I want to show you guys that if you have the heart and you care about something, you can make it happen. And I always thought, my whole life, I've thought about something my dad used to say, and I hated it when I was a kid because it always meant extra work for all of us. But he would say, always leave a place better for your having been there. And at the time, in that year, after having a 48, a massive heart attack, and I didn't have a great prognosis at the time. I mean, it's, I think, 16 years later, I'm doing pretty well. But at the time, it wasn't looking great. I thought, by God, I'm going to do something that's going to help this earth before I leave it. And so that really is how it started.
That's an amazing story. And while I'm sorry you had all of the just the horrible year that you did, I've had so many people on Best Bets for Pets and different products. And it's always so interesting in what leads up to the creation of something. And even though you had so many challenges that year, it led up to you creating Lilybrush and kind of revolutionizing the industry, right? Because this didn't exist before.
Yeah. No, really nothing like it existed.
And the other great thing before we go for break, but the other great thing is if you have something that prevents one of the reasons for pets to be adopted, how wonderful is that?
Right.
So on that, we're going to take a short break. We'll be right back.
Molly, here's your dinner. Zeus, that's not your food.
Don't let that happen to your precious cat. Elevate your cat's eating experience with the Cat Tree Tray. The Cat Tree Tray keeps your cat's food off the floor and conveniently located on the cat tree. It's the perfect way to eat. It's a beautiful wrought iron tray that easily attaches to your cat tree and keeps dogs and other critters out of your cat's dish. A must for multi-pet households. There's a 6-inch tray for large bowls and a 4-inch tray for smaller bowls. Purchase your Cat Tree Tray today. Go right now to cattreetray.com. That's cattreetray.com. cattreetray.com.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. We're talking to Elsie Hamilton, the creator and president of Lilybrush. So we heard your amazing story of how Lilybrush was created, and it's probably one of the best stories I've ever heard. So genuine and just, you know, triumphant. And I like where you ended, you know, as far as leaving, you know, a place better than you found it and your goal. I think also with the Lilybrush, a lot of people, when they think about getting a pet, you know, dog or cat, I think they associate this more with cats, but I've had both my dogs were border collie mixes. And let me tell, long hair, black, tan, mostly black. And let me tell you, they're like tumbleweeds. And my girl was like 60 pounds. My boy was, he was about 40, 45. So bigger dogs, but hair that, yeah, they, it comes out like a lot. So either you deal with it. And I think for a lot of people, one of the obstacles, you know, when somebody wants to bring home a pet is there's going to be a mess.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems to be more with cats because cat hair, I find cat hair is even harder to remove than dog hair because it's finer and kind of sticks to everything.
Well, I have to tell you, I know some car detailers who would argue with you there. I have found what we've learned at Lilybrush is that there are two kinds of pet hair that people struggle with. And the first kind is, and the bristled brushes that we make are for this first kind. It's the heavy, soft undercoat hair that clings to things because of static. So like here in Colorado, our uniform is polar fleece. All fall, most of the winter, we wear polar fleece. And if you wear polar fleece and you have a dog with this undercoat, you're completely covered in hair. It just, the static just pulls it right on. So the first, those first bristled products that I created were for that kind of hair. And I was under the mistaken idea that it would work on all kinds of pet hair. So we created a portable brush called the Be Forever Furless Mini. So we created our first little bristled brush called that. And then we created a second brush, which is known as the Fluffy Pets brush. And that, I think we actually won first place at Super Zoo. When the first year that came out, that blew my mind. So we had these bristled products, and then we put them on Amazon. We were getting great reviews, and all of a sudden people would say, it doesn't work. And I thought, what in the world are they talking about? And then a friend of mine said, can you try that in the back of my car? I cannot get my dogs. She had yellow labs. And she said, I cannot get this hair out of the back of my car. And so I said, of course, I got this. And I started using our bristled brush back there, and it didn't work. And I thought, oh my gosh, this is a completely new thing. And so I started going around I think people think I'm out of my mind. I'm like, do you have a dog? And they're like, yeah. I'm like, can I clean your car? You know, I think they must think I'm insane. But I realized it didn't work on cat hair, on cat trees, the shorter haired cats. If you have a ragdoll, those bristled products are fantastic. Maine Coon, we got you covered. The bristled products, they're awesome if you have the right pet hair. But if you have a pug or a boxer or a short-haired cat, they don't work for that. And so I started to try and find products that would work. And all of the products that I found, there was, I think, for people use like a lava stone in the back of their car to try and get that pet hair out. And even now they have these metal rakes. I'm not going to name any names, but they're like a metal rake with tiny teeth, and it just destroys fabrics and it destroys carpeting and cars. It creates pulls the fibers up and creates a halo effect so that the next time your dog's in there shedding, it gets even more, that hair gets more embedded. So I looked at everything on the market and I thought, I don't like these. And so I went to the internet and I started looking for a kind of rubbery substance that would grip that pet hair and pull it out of things. So when you talk about your cat's hair getting stuck, I wanted to get something that would pull that pet hair out and not hurt fabrics. And eventually I found that kind of rubbery substance. And everybody asked me, is it rubber? I'm like, no. And they say, well, what is it? And I say, if I tell you, I have to kill you. So we just go with rubbery substance. But then I had to create a shape that people would feel comfortable holding. And so there's this stuff called Instamorph. It's like these little plastic beads, and you drop them in hot water, and they get soft. And so I molded my first product using that Instamorph. And I really tried to make it so it was comfortable in people's hands. So that is how our mini pet hair detailer was created. And that's the product that is for short hair, for any embedded hair, wiry hair. And I put it on Amazon. I thought, Hosanna, I fixed the problem for everyone. I was so excited. And it was like, womp, womp, nothing happened. A few of my friends bought it. And I was like, oh, this is never going to work. And then I took it to, because I'd had these car detailers tell me, well, this is a terrible problem for people with their dogs. You can't get the dog hair out. And we charge extra, or we turn the job down because it takes hours and hours of vacuuming, and we use tweezers and we use duct tape. And I was like, oh God, not more garbage going into the ocean. So I took it to a car wash show, and I remember setting up my little booth, and I was completely surrounded by these gigantic booths. I don't know if you've been to a trade show, but they have these big, beautiful booths with lights flashing and big, bright rollers.
Auto show?
Yeah, the car wash show. And I thought, oh my God, I've made the worst mistake ever. Here I am, this little tiny, stupid product. And I woke up the next morning and I went to my booth and I started to do a little demo. And the next thing I knew, we were just jammed with people. They were four deep. And I'd gone by myself because I thought, well, nobody's going to pay attention. It was crazy because this was a problem. And as soon as that happened, the product took off. And then as soon as the product took off, there were a lot of copies. And a lot of those copies are made with rubber. And they make them with rubber. So you have to buy another one and another and another. And that's not something that I like. My products, when you buy them, they last for years of use. And I've been told by buyers at different stores, they're like, why would you do that? You have to make something that people have to buy over and over. And I'm like, no, I won't do it. I want these products to last for years and work beautifully. Those are the things I'm proud of.
I loved hearing all of this. I have to tell you, when the Lily Brush package came, I was so excited. And I thought, let me try everything. And I'm one of those people, confession here, that gets into it and I read the instructions later. So I just thought, let me try all this. And I didn't know what did what until after I did a lot of my cleaning. The mini pet detailer is incredible. You'd want to have, you know, several. So you could have one in your car, one in your, you know, living room, one in to take with you because it's small and it's so effective. But I just went on a cleaning frenzy. And just in cleaning a portion, I'm embarrassed to say this, but a portion of my house, I got everything all balled up, you know, the pet hair, and then cleaned the cat trees, cleaned under the cat trees, cleaned the couch, cleaned the back of the couch that you don't see because the cat trees cover it. I just went nuts. And I, you know, vacuumed all the hair up, but you can't vacuum the hair unless you can pull it out, right? The stuff that came out that was in the vacuum, it was a clean vacuum before, was, I'm going to have it on Instagram, but I'm almost embarrassed to post it because that much hair shouldn't have been in my house. Your products work incredible. And I applaud you for making products that last versus disposable products because we do, you know, we do it. Humans with consciousness have to do more to save this planet with all the craziness that's going on with global warming and everything being so disposable. But they also work incredibly well, your products.
Thank you. The thing that makes me the happiest is when people really get into it and really enjoy cleaning. And that makes me so happy. And I like solving problems. So that's, thank you for saying that.
Well, I think you solve more problems than you think because not only was I happy to clean, which I usually don't do the cleaning, and was excited to see how much hair I could get up, but I think this is the knowledge and communication of what Lily Brush does can actually help with adoption, you know, of dogs and cats. And I don't know what else sheds, but whatever else sheds that you want to bring in your house. Because a lot of people, you know, when their child wants a pet, or maybe their significant other wants a pet, or a roommate, one of the biggest complaints is the hair.
Yeah, yeah.
If you can eliminate that, there's potential for more pets to be adopted.
One of the things that made us really happy this year is we were able to give a substantial gift back to the shelter where we found Lily. And that was a very proud moment. We're 11 years into this company, and it's been very slow growth because I had to teach myself how to do this. I mean, I had to get books on Amazon about how to start a business, and every step I've learned by reading books. And so to get to this point, 11 years in, where we could give back to that shelter was fantastic. And one of the things that we do and offer for shelters, sometimes shelters will have pets that are there for a long time. And one of the things they do is they put a little basket next to that pet's little area. And in the basket, they put treats and different things to kind of a gift basket for whoever takes that pet home. Here's some stuff from these different companies that appreciate you for taking an older pet or taking a heavy shedder pet or taking a pet that, you know, may not get along with other pets, you know. And so we were very excited when they let us donate product to be in those shelter baskets. Hopefully any shelter that hears this, and I truly mean this from our heart, if you need product donated for an auction or for a pet basket like I described, please reach out to us. We are always happy to do that. That's important to us. It's important to those pets that are lingering in shelters. I'm sorry, I'm a little ADD. If I get off topic.
Wonderful. No, that's wonderful that you could do that. Can you extend that to any of the TNR rescues? Because there's a lot of, and I'm not talking about one person that rescues one cat, but there's a lot of independent TNR rescues. If they reach out to you.
What is TNR?
TNR is trap, neuter, release. And there are people that, like Flatbush Cats, Sassy Walker, Trap King, Sterling Davis, are just a few. They're just a handful that came to my head that do what they do is there's feral cats and community cats that live within a community. But if you don't capture them and get them fixed, they end up producing kittens. And then you have more kittens and more kittens. And what happens is these kittens don't make it. They get either attacked by other animals, they get run over because they're mobile by maybe 2 weeks. And so this stops the euthanizing or killing of cats.
Yeah.
They trap the cat gets fixed, and they release the cat back to the community. But the people that are doing this are doing it on a shoestring budget, and often their cars, I'm sure, are filled with cat hair, shoestring budget, and they're just doing what they can because it's, you know, and it's usually something in addition to whatever they're doing for their work or their living, you know, very meagerly because this is their calling or their passion, and they have plenty of hair all over the place.
Well, I really am glad you brought that up because we sell hundreds of products every day. And out of those products, we'll get back 3 to 5 a day where the person gets it and goes, oh, well, you know, this is just a piece of rubber. I'll just use a shoe. It's not, again, a piece of rubber, but I can't fix everything. So we'll get these products back, and they may have been used once or twice. And I, by God, am not going to throw those away. So I bring them home, and I clean them and sanitize, sterilize them. So if you are a foster or, like you say, the trap, neuter, spay, and you've got cat of hair in your car, hit us up, send us an email. Our website is lilybrush.com, and we will be happy to send you some of those products. They're in great shape. And like I said, everything lasts for years of use, and we're not going to throw them away. So if it's for an auction, you want new stuff, let us know. If it's for your car, we can help. you know, especially if you're doing something that cool and that kind for animals. I know that my director of operations is going to listen to this and go, oh my gosh, we are going to end up sending out so much product, but I'm okay with that. And she'll be okay with that too.
You'll reap benefits in return. I think that's so generous of you, Elsie. Where can people buy Lily Brush?
It's currently, I like telling people because I love the Container Store for taking a chance on us. If you go into a Container Store, you can find our products there. And God bless those people because they really do care about the environment and doing good things. I love those guys. We are also on Amazon. Those are the two places I would recommend. If you're near a Container Store, though, those are good, good people. We've loved working with them.
That's great to hear. They can buy off your website as well, right? Lilybrush.com?
Yes, lilybrush.com. And it's LILLYBRUSH.
And everybody that's listening knows we have a show page for every episode. So that information will be on the show page as well. Thank you, Lily, for starting this rolling. And Elsie, thank you so much for coming on Best Bets for Pets.
Thank you.
I hope all of you enjoyed this show. I had such a great time talking with Elsie Hamilton, the creator and president of Lily Brush. Lily Brush worked incredibly well. I'd like to thank my cats that create a lot of mess without intending to, because, you know, got cats, you got hair. That's just how it goes. But then you have Lily Brush that helps pick up all that hair. I can't wait to post on Instagram. So it'll be at Michelle Fern Pet, and you will see the gross pictures of all the hair that I was able to clean up with the Lily Brush products. I love the mini pet hair detailer. And I had a great time with the fluffy pet brush as well. I just had a great time, and you will see how gross my house was with all that hair. I'm kind of embarrassed to show it because it's so messy, but hey. So thank you, messy cats, which they're just being cats, right? I mean, Charlotte, Molly, and Dennis, especially Dennis. He's Maine Coon. That long hair gets everywhere. So I'd like to thank my guest, Elsie from Lily Brush, for coming on Best Bets for Pets. Thank you to everybody listening to this show. Hope you enjoyed it. Thanks for listening to Best Bets for Pets, all of the wonderful products we've had on through the years. Thanks especially to my producer for making me and my guest sound amazing and working his magic. And hey, remember, keep listening. You never know what we're going to have next on Best Bets for Pets.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.